God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Who likes a good fish story? So we have one honest person in the sanctuary. Thank you. Fish stories are something that people like to hear. And you know what a fish story is. It's an exaggerated tale that usually makes the teller look good, or at least it's supposed to. Now, the best riff on a fish story I have ever seen was in the movie Dave with Kevin Klein, and he was playing a doppelganger who looked like the president, and he was, again, acting as the president, and he went to a factory to meet the workers and to give some remarks. And he positioned himself by some robotic arms. And he started spreading his arms, and then the robot arms waved too. And he said, "I caught a fish this big." And it was a great illustration of a fish story. Now, Jesus was not telling a fish story. And frankly, as I spent some time thinking about this passage and what I might say about it, I found myself with a bit of a quandary, because the story, the feeding of the 5,000, is one you all know. And people who don't know the Bible know this story. They've heard something about lots of fish and bread. And there are different ways that I could approach this story. I could offer you an exegesis of the text. I could offer you some historical context. I could try to explain what is going on here. I could tell you a fish story. But the problem is that there isn't agreement on what this passage means. Now, there are a lot of mainline commentators who will suggest that it is metaphorical. There wasn't some kind of miracle, but it is a sign that Jesus wanted us to share with one another, that we always have more than we thought we did. And that's as good as far as it goes, and it goes pretty far. But there's something about denying the power of Jesus that I find a bit unsettling. And why couldn't Jesus make this miracle happen? Perhaps we cannot explain this. It's a miracle. These things happen in Scripture. And Jesus handled himself very well. There were these people gathered around on a plain, or in this case a grassy plain, and nobody had anything to eat. Except for a boy who had some fish and some bread. And Jesus was able to duplicate those food items for the gathered people. What we do know is that this story was really, really important to the early Christians. And it appears in all four Gospels. It's the only miracle that appears in all four Gospels. Something must have grabbed the attention of the people. Now, you may have noticed that there is a parallel here with the Old Testament. When the Israelites were out in the desert and they were complaining and had nothing to eat, and God provided manna for them. Here we have Jesus, the Son of God, providing food for the people. And we're seeing a connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament and how the promises of God are still being fulfilled. Now, if you think about it, you'll notice that when Jesus creates all this extra food for people, whatever is left over was collected, and it was saved for the future, given to people in need. And that is, of course, something Jesus wants you and me to do. But I have to wonder, how did that boy feel? about his food, and he's very hungry, and Jesus comes and takes his food from him and performs a miracle. We never hear about this story again. We don't know if he became one of the followers of Jesus. We don't know if he was just a member of the community. We don't know. But it's important to remember that the story is a sign, an indication of what God can do. And the story, of course, isn't the only one in this passage, because we have the story of Jesus walking on the water. And I could go and tell you a bad joke about that. I'm sure some of you have heard before that Jesus and Moses and some other person go out on the boat, and Jesus gets out and walks across the water, and then Moses tries to walk on the water, and he falls into the water, and the other person walks and falls into the water. And they ask Jesus, "How did you do that?" And he said, "I knew where the rocks were." Now, there's actually more to that story when we think about it. But Jesus would know where the rocks were. Even if he didn't walk on water, Jesus is supposed to know these things. And we're supposed to have confidence in Jesus. And we're supposed to look to him for guidance. That doesn't mean, though, we should try to do everything Jesus did. The disciples had a lot of faith in Jesus. And they followed Jesus. They performed miracles for Jesus. And they went on to spread the story of Jesus. And in many ways, that was a miracle too. Because people in that day and age believed in miracles. And they believed they took place at the hands of different people. But those disciples knew it was Jesus. And those disciples had set aside their work to follow Jesus, to serve God's people. They had a lot of faith. They believed in miracles. We don't know what they would have thought when they were getting hungry or food was running short. But I think they would have followed the cue of Jesus, and they would have looked for more. They would have looked for ways for help. I don't know what your beliefs are regarding miracles. I don't know whether you've ever experienced a miracle or seen one. But Scripture tells us that they are true. And we can look around our world, which is messed up and a lot of pain, and we might wonder, where are the miracles? But if we don't see miracles, we're not looking for God. And part of our job is to have faith that God is working, that God is caring for us, that God is doing what seems to be impossible. My hope is that you will believe miracles, that you won't fall for fish stories, but you will hold on to the gospel, and that you will trust in its promises. Will you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of miracles and the gift of stories which can show us the way. We thank you most of all for the gift of Jesus.